Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hearing from some of our conservative friends who vehemently disagree with me, what I would suggest for all of you, and I'm not going to do it on today's show because I want to bring on callers and other people, but I will get there probably early next week. But I want you to review some of the cases that have been decided that relate to the 10th Amendment and how the Trump administration is trying to use the apparatuses of local governments to execute and effectuate federal law. And here's what I want you all to consider, because a lot of MAGA voters are big on lower taxes and, oh, we need to protect those taxpayer dollars. Here's how I know I'm right. In the past, when local sheriffs or local law enforcement agencies have agreed to detain people that are subject to not compliant with the Fourth Amendment baloney, we shouldn't call them warrants, immigration, ICE detention warrants, when this has happened in the past, so they keep them in local jails past the point of time when the state law basis for their detention has expired. So again, you've been bailed out or your charges have been dismissed or whatever it is, and you should be able to leave your local jail, and local law enforcement keeps them there, resulting in a violation of their constitutional due process rights, because again, ICE warrants are not subject to Fourth Amendment review. They aren't reviewed by a judge for probable cause. Anybody can make up any baloney excuse for detaining anybody, especially if they are, you know, malfeasant bad actors who lie all the time. What's happened in those cases where those individuals illegally detained in deprivation of their Fourth Amendment rights by local law enforcement? Yeah, they've sued those local law enforcement agents and won. And guess what doesn't happen? When they're awarded damages, the federal government doesn't step in and indemnify those local law enforcement agencies. No, the state and local taxpayers pay those people who had their due process rights violated. And everybody knows this, as do Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature, because they tried to introduce a bill this year to compel local law enforcement to comply with those detainer requests. And they put in this little provision that said, oh yes, and by the way, you should definitely ask the federal government to compensate you both for the cost of detention and any resulting other expenses. Yeah, those other expenses are the lawsuits that local governments will lose when they're sued by people for depriving them of their Fourth Amendment rights. Want to get to the some more text lines, people pouring in here. Carol from Madison, I am terrified of the chilling effect this will have on the judiciary. Yes, Carol, that is exactly the point. Don't follow the law. Don't follow the Constitution. Follow dear leader. And if you don't, we're going to lock you up. Carol continues, this is a warning to all of us to comply or face the consequences. If they can do this to a sitting judge, what can they do to me? Could the judge have had the plainclothes ICE agent arrested for not following her order to leave? The agents were in the hallway. Thank you, Carol. Bob from Sauk City. All of us who actually believe in law and order stand with Judge Dugan. Her arrest is one step in the Trump administration's intimidation of the judiciary. Thank you, Bob from Sauk City. Melissa, Willie Street in Madison, this is all about Donald Trump's control of state governments. Brian from Green Bay, could the judge have placed the agents in contempt? They weren't actually in her courtroom, so no. That is everything that I'm responding to today, the way that I'm answering the questions, is based on my factual understanding as of this minute. This could all change, of course, as will my analysis if the material facts are altered by further evidence. Let's see here. Melissa and Willie Street continues. Trump is committing war crimes and should be arrested in Italy. He's sending people to their deaths in gulags without due process. Just like Adolf and his minions, all guilty of the same death camp war crime. Oh, let's take a listen to what Pam Bondi had to say about this, will you, Cal?
They're deranged is all I can think of. I cannot believe, I think some of these judges think they are beyond and above the law, and they are not. And we're sending a very strong message today. If you are harboring a fugitive, we don't care who you are. If you are helping hide one, if you are giving a TDA member guns, anyone who is illegally in this country, we will come after you and we will prosecute you. We will find you.
That doesn't strike fear into your heart. What will, when they're actually knocking on your door? Scratch that. When they're breaking down your door for speaking out against them? When they're locking up your friends for following our Constitution? By the way, giving them guns, harboring a fugitive? He's not a fugitive under federal law. He is a civil federal immigration detainer request. That's all it is, a request. The manner in which Pam Bondi discusses this is itself disgusting. You inflame people's fears, you act like, and you present this as if we can either have due process and a democracy or we can have safety. It is a continuation of the false choice that is itself a lie. So to conservative Bob, my friend Mark from Sussex, everybody else who I'm ticking off right now, can't we do both? Can't we as Americans do difficult things? Observe due process and protect our borders. Keep our communities safe. Observe the 10th Amendment and the sanctity of our state's laws and state government. And protect our borders. It'll be too late when they come for you. I promise you. We're going to take a break and we're going to move on. I will revisit next week. Do not worry, my friends. What we got coming up next is Governor Martin O'Malley discussing Social Security. It was in Racine yesterday. You're not going to want to miss it. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.